brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Segment with the man that heads up AugustForecast.com, the amazing Patrick Wood. And I tell you, next time I'm out of town, because then it excites me so much I won't shut up, but I'm adding important info. And like David Knight does the show, and he's a smart engineer, knows about this stuff. You ought to have Wood on for like 2 hours. So the next time I'm out of town, or the next time I'm not doing the show and I have Knight doing it, I want to get Wood on for 2 hours. Patrick, what have we not covered today that people need to know about? I think it's important that suddenly the globalist, the new term they use is technocrat. I mean, they're really trying to make that sexy. And, you know, it's not surveillance that they watch everything we do. They're watching it to make the economy better, but really they're just giving it to the insiders.
Well, you know, the spooky thing is, let me read you two of the official requirements from the 1932 document called Technocracy Study Course. That was their kind of their Bible of the day. One said, quote, provide a specific registration of the type, kind, et cetera, of all goods and services, where produced and where used. The next one says, provide specific registration of the consumption of each individual, plus a record and description of the individual. And, Alex, this is exactly what the total surveillance society is doing to us right now. They're collecting all of the financial records as well as any other profile or psychographic information they can get, so they can slice us and dice us economically, if you will, and put us in, you know, maybe pigeonhole us politically as well. You know, there are threats to their system. But this is an economic movement to try and extract the maximum amount possible from individual consumers. It's very consumer-centric, but everything is focused on collecting this information to make this system work. This is the last piece, according to the original documents of technocracy, that needs to be put in place before technocracy can actually be enforced. And that's why I'm really concerned today about this total awareness society business, because when they get this in place completely, somewhere in knowledge is power, of course, there's going to come a time when they can flip the switch and basically say, we're now in control, and now you will do what we say.
That's right. It's a total military takeover. The smart meters controlling how hot or cold our house is. The satellites not letting us cut a tiny tree in our backyard. Just absolute bureaucratic hell. And then the robots get rid of the regular jobs and the farming. So literally, like a Kurt Vonnegut book, their plan is to have a third of the population as enforcers, and they're going to hire the people they poisoned through the eugenics operation to literally rule over those of us that are informed. So it's not even the eugenics that they've claimed they're building.
If somebody wanted really to feed the world, what we need to do is increase the CO2 content in the atmosphere by 10%.
That's right.
It would feed the world in a heartbeat. But when you take CO2 out, plants can't grow. Crops can't thrive, and people starve.
I would endorse a real open market, free, open source technocracy that empowered and had us go to Alpha Centauri's. But this technocracy is a bunch of bean counting communists adopted by robber baron eugenicists that openly are using it as a weapon system. And so we've got to point out technocracy is what's delivering the poverty. It's the enemy.
It is the enemy, and the people who have brought us technocracy are the enemy as well. I wouldn't really lay the blame necessarily at the feet of congressmen and senators, but, you know, because they've mostly been useful idiots and not really knowing what they're doing. But if we look behind it to these people who have brought us technocracy, this is where the trouble is. And if we don't get rid of those people and get them out of our government system and get them off our back, they will not be stopped, and we will never be satisfied. You know, how much water can you squeeze out of a sponge? This is what they're doing to us. And the only way to get more water out of the sponge is to wring it harder and
That's
harder.
That's right. That's the plan. Patrick Wood, AugustForecast.com. We're going to be talking to you soon. Folks can find your great work right there. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, Alex.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere. From all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents, radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only two ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Beat one, your soul. Beat one, your soul. Beat one, your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your cats, your fears. Your address, your shoe size, your years, your digits, your plans, your number.
And then all of that NSA data grabbed illegally can be used as top secret service agent, now retired, Dan Bongino has told the public. And he quit a few years ago because he said he couldn't be around the un-American, anti-free market, you didn't build it garbage. And he said, look, I can't tell you what I saw behind the scenes, but it's worse than you know. And that article that we put out last week with the video of him talking about it went viral via DrudgeReport.com. And we're on the great site Drudge all the time. But, I mean, this thing went viral. 3 million readers on our article alone. It got syndicated everywhere. No way of knowing how many. It really touched a nerve with people. Obama's Secret Service agent, it's worse than people know. And I'm not trying to scare you. We only got 10 minutes with him because he's in a gear up for his book about to come out, but he's on for like an hour when it does come out in a few weeks. Dan Bongino, Bongino.com. He's running, obviously, for higher office. We'll tell you about that briefly. But in the time we've got, come on, tell us. I mean, I know you're already getting threats. You're getting your office broken into. Stuff's going on. I think not telling us is going to put you in more danger than telling us. What is it that's so horrible that's worse than we know, worse than we think, at the White House? You were the head guy that ran his foreign trips. We know that's the most important position in the Secret Service because that's seen as the most dangerous. is when the president goes overseas. I mean, tell us who Obama really is. We've got Harry Lennox coming out saying he's basically an actor and that he secretly trained him 18 years ago. Dan Bongino, what's really going on here?
Well, here's the deal, Alex. You even have new things coming out with the financial monitoring, which you're seeing today with the agency, the CIA, with financial transactions overseas. So think of the picture right now, the government, you know, this big government mentality, big government president. They now have your email, allegedly just the subject and headers and the to and from, which I strongly would debate. They now have consumer financial data from any transactions you may have made overseas. And the consumer financial relations board right now, they're internally, they're developing a whole profile of credit card company data as well. So we're getting into this society right now, the surveillance society, where, as I said on that clip, which got something like, I think even the YouTube got 400 plus thousand views, you're in a society now where your life is really no longer your life. It's your life, which is available for public consumption at the government's behest. They have the key to your personal and private life, which I find really frightening. And when I said worse than you know, that's exactly what I meant, because here's what's really bothersome about this whole thing, Alex. It really doesn't seem that anybody's really that disturbed about it, besides, you know, folks in the libertarian, I think, wing of the party that, you know, that are raising the flag here. But, you know, like I said, last time I was on the show, I had a bunch of your listeners jump on and follow me, and they're really active, and they're really getting involved in saying we want answers. And,
well, specifically, I talked to a Secret Service agent, and this is pretty unbelievable, but it's true. I don't even like saying this, he didn't give me anything secret. He just said, keep doing what you're doing. It's horrible. Almost all of us are freaked out. It's unbelievable. Obama is basically worse than you're even saying. I heard this about a year ago, and then from another Secret Service agent through another person I know, and I mean, they wouldn't even talk to me except through somebody else's phone.
Right.
And then one of them passed a message on to me, and they said, look, you're right, it's bad. I mean, what's going on? I mean, we know Hillary had, like, crack pipes on the Christmas tree back in the 90s and like, Mao Zedong. We know seven of the czars publicly praised Mao Zedong, the greatest mass murderer in history. Tell us, like, you said you had to quit. It was so horrible, but you can't tell us. I mean, tell us what Obama's like.
Well, listen, I don't want to get into his personal stuff because it would be inappropriate. I mean, it did take an oath, but I feel the need to sound the siren here because, you know, the Secret Service, there was some hack on the Republican side. Of course, a lot of the establishment folks tend to come after me as well. That took a shot at me and my book, Life Inside the Bubble. He took a shot at me, basically saying that, oh, you know, this, you shouldn't do that because then the Secret Service and it'll damage the sensitive relationship between the Secret Service and the president. Alex, you know, when I say worse than you know, this fog of scandals encompassing just about every cabinet agency, whether it's EPA, the HHS, you know, DOJ, they're all encompassed by scandals. I don't have time to go into each and every one of them. Most of them are public. But even look at something like the Secret Service. You know, they were used as some kind of a pawn in this shutting down the White House to White House tours. And you may say, oh, well, that's an insignificant thing. You know, they just blamed the Secret Service. We all inside knew it wasn't true. He just looked for an excuse. But what's to say later on that, you know, he doesn't say to the Secret Service guys, you know, something to the effect of, you know, hey, listen, I want those guys, you know, arrested for protesting or something. And they feel the need to, you know, somehow comply. I mean, we can't go forward in a society where we're not bedrocked in some sense of constitutional law. You know, law by discretion and rule by discretion is no rule at all. It's monarchy. I mean, it's almost near anarchy at some point. So we can't have this. It's the responsibility of people like me, I believe, to speak out. Some may disagree, and that's fine, but
sure.
I'm not going to get buried 6 feet deep knowing I was part of the problem.
Sure, Dan, I don't want to know about Obama's boyfriends. What I want to know about is you said you, basically the anti-American, you didn't build it, socialist commie stuff. And I know you've sworn an oath and made agreements and stuff, you know, to not spill the beans on what went on inside. But there's a reason they're breaking into your office and threatening you and following your family around and stuff. They're scared of what you know. And so, I mean, it's almost dangerous for me to be here pushing you to say anything. But, I mean, what else can you tell us when you say it's worse than we know? I mean, I know Secret Service agents went public against Clinton and then even got photos out of the Mao Zedong on the Christmas tree and the crack pipes. I mean, what type of weirdos hang crack pipes and communist leaders on the Christmas tree? These are screwballs.
Well, they're surrounded by, as I said on another Bush, all these acolytes that don't want to tell him he's doing anything wrong. And they don't want to speak up and say, you know, sir, maybe this isn't right that we handle this. And surrounding yourself with figures that view you as like some kind of messianic figure is really troublesome. I mean, that's the kind of thing we see in you know, third world countries with these leaders. So no one wants to kind of stop the runaway train right now. The only thing we have going for us is, sadly, political approval ratings right now are so bad, his power is almost being taken away, his de facto power, by the minute. But, the administration, and I couldn't contribute to it anymore. And I was very careful to not hurt him personally with any, deeply insider information. And that's what bothered me so much about some of the criticism. You know, this could have been an easy get-rich scheme, you know, Alex, and I chose not to, you know, to uphold some sense of dignity with the office, and I don't think they've treated me the same way in return. I even waited to get office detail to leave the job just to not cause any unnecessary controversy. I've been very delicate with the whole issue, and I really...
So they should leave you alone and not follow you around and make threats and break in your office.
Yeah, I mean, but there's nothing I've done unethically or anything like that. I mean, I'm running because I really feel like there's a very deep problem where there's like, we are literally in a constitutional crisis right now where the president just ignores his own fiat. And
sure,
it doesn't seem like anybody's saying anything. I mean, where are you hearing it?
But what is it that being around him freaks out Secret Service so bad?
It's more that it's not, it doesn't seem to me like anybody is willing to say, you know, unlike the Clinton administration, where at one point he had, you know, Dick Morris telling him.
But is he like the devil? I mean, we see flies coming out of his mouth.
No.
Secret Service agents literally running the other direction through the wall like a Looney Tunes character?
Well, again, I only so much, I know. I think it's great. No, there's none of that stuff.
I'm joking. It's a joke.
Yeah,
I know. Well, Dan, let me ask you these questions. We have an article up on Infowars.com. Obamacare fix affirms Obama is absolute dictator with power to change laws as he pleases. Even the former head of the DNC has come out and said that this is dictator behavior. How can he now claim his own law? He'll decide what to enforce and not to enforce.
Yeah, this isn't the first time, though, either. You had the exemption for Congress. You had the out-of-pocket requirements he waived. You had the income requirements he waived. You had the employer mandate he waived. I mean, this is the odd part about this sick sense of politics on the side where they say, oh, it's the law of the land, and then they turn around 5 minutes later and they ignore the law of the land, which the law of the land, I would argue, initially wasn't constitutional, but as an extra slap in the face, even once they declared constitutional what wasn't constitutional, he unconstitutionally violated it. If that's like making your head spin right now, I assure you it's making my head spin too. The great irony being the cancellations that they're trying to avoid are going to be recanceled next year with the re-implementation of an unconstitutional law. It's crazy. I mean, we're
and again, the word is from a lot of high-level sources, this is even hitting mainstream, but I heard it from you as well. The word is they did blackmail members of the Supreme Court.
Oh, well, I don't know anything about that.
Well, you mentioned that the NSA can be used to blackmail people.
Oh, yeah, I said, yeah, of course. I mean, the NSA can always be. That's my worry. I mean, they have congressional BlackBerry records and everything. I mean, this should be a real problem for folks. And again, the NSA thing, when I mentioned the Foggia scandal, seems to be lost in this bigger picture because nobody knows what to focus on. Is it the Obamacare crisis? Is it the HHS shaking down health insurance industries? Is it the EPA bankrupting the coal industry, completely unconstitutional, you know, against the takings clause? I mean, where do we focus? And I think it's almost like one of these buckshot strategies rather than rifled slugs. Just fire the buckshot, and one of them's eventually going to hit, and nobody knows where to block. Because there's just so much going on right now, even the Republican Party, even the Libertarian wing of the Republican Party in Congress, nobody knows where to focus because there's just so much going on.
I was about to say, we've only got about 5 minutes left with you, but I want to get into this with you and then talk about your book and the campaign here briefly. I know you can't talk about it yet, but I was sent an advance copy, read it, total page turner. It's Life Inside the Bubble. Folks can see I have the advance copy right here. Got it about a month ago, so we're going to talk about when that's coming out. But top Secret Service agent left because he wouldn't be dishonorable. That's all he said. He's with us, Bongino.com. Dan Bongino is running for Congress. But, sir, I want to expand on this briefly with you because you're one of the only people that's astutely said this, and I know this is their plan because I've read some of the political warfare strategies the CFR puts out, and they admit this. that's almost a plan, is to flood so much corruption, bum-rushing everyone, that it's almost like when criminals take over an area and break the will of the public and just set the precedent that it's a crime zone, that's what Obama and crew were doing, is just rushing to the finish line, hoping that they gain a million miles, and even if we push them back half a million, they still win.
Well, that's a great analogy, the crime analogy, because in New York, that's exactly what happened when I lived in New York, and how they stopped it was the broken windows theory, meaning at some point you have to draw the line and say, you know what, you get caught drinking in public, even though there's murders going on down the street, we're going to arrest you too, because you may be the guy that's doing the shooting later on. And I think we have to take that broken windows theory to government now and say, you know, we're not even going to accept mild constitutional violations anymore. We're going to issue congressional subpoenas. We're going to put you up on the hill. And, I mean, what's going to happen in the IRS? Someone in the IRS who used that to go after congressional groups, why does someone come out in handcuffs over there? I mean, this was completely unethical. You start seeing people in the bracelets walking out and perp-walking people who violated your constitutional liberties and people testifying up on the hill every Thursday and Friday. I assure you something's going to change, but nobody's willing to do it right now. Your analogy was spot on.
You know, before that, you were also a decorated New York police officer, weren't you?
Yeah, that's right.
I'm going from memory. I can't think of a better congressman than somebody that's been a police officer with a good record, then a great Secret Service agent with a great record, who went public about, you know, the fact that he couldn't morally be there and is now running for Congress and is now having the entire political system come after you. When you have the rhino Republican leadership attacking you, that is a seal of approval for me that you're a patriot. Do you like the ideas of Rand Paul? Do you like Ted Cruz? I mean, tell us about, just briefly, in a minute or two, your political philosophy.
Mine's absolutely bedrocked in libertarian, limited government values. I always say to folks, they say, are you a Republican? I say, no, I have to run as one because there's a two-party system. But you know you're doing something right, Alex, when the barbs come at you from both directions. A guy went after me the other day, a D.C. lobbyist, former so-called Republican. You read what he has to say, a man who's profited handsomely off his insider connection. So you know you're doing it right when both parties are slinging arrows at you. So.
Well, look at the former head of the RNC, Steele. Sounds like, he's left of Lenin or something, to use that political paradigm. Briefly, you told me off air, it wasn't a secret, but you said the New York Police Department is really waking up to political corruption now as well. What's happening there?
Yeah, last time we spoke, I'd mentioned a lot of my friends are calling me, and they're just astounded by everything that's going on up there with all of the surveillance state in New York and some of the things they're being asked to do. You know, a lot of people are starting to say, hey, is this right? I think it was just assumed because it landed on your desk and had been vetted through some channels that this was all okay. And people may have been automatons in the past, but that's not happening anymore. A lot of folks, even some of my friends in the government, are starting to call me. I'm sure you get some calls yourself and starting to question things that I don't think they questioned before. And I think that's going to be the unfortunate legacy of the Obama administration. Just if distrust with government was bad before he got in, it is going to be absolutely epic, and unfortunately.
Sure. So things have gotten bad, but the worm is starting to turn. Lastly, how are you concerned that Obama will try to save his legacy, get his radical transformation of the republic through? Because you're right, he's dropping like a rock right now. I'm really concerned he might start a war, he might pull something. What does your gut and what does your intel tell you about the future of Obama?
Well, it's a propaganda war is what it is. He started it yesterday. Why do you think he administratively and unconstitutionally wanted to turn the tide on this cancellation thing for your insurance? Because now he puts it back in the insurance company's laps, knowing they can't go reverse this. They spent 3 years doing it. He wants them to reverse it in 6 weeks. And then what's he going to say? Mark my words, first, folks. You heard it here first. He is going to say in 6 weeks, look what the insurance company did. They screwed you. I mean, that's a propaganda war that I would argue is even worse than some other kinds of actions he'd take. I mean, it really, really does significant damage to the American economy, the American psyche, trust in our government. This is really devastating.
Sure.
Stuff, and it's very sad to watch.
Well, Dan, you know a lot about criminology. I've read a lot of it just because it's so interesting. Actual criminology, not just the paperback, the crime novels, and crime history stuff that's nonfiction. But good people tend to be blind to evil because we just don't think like that and can't imagine it. And that's why a woman will get in the yellow Volkswagen of Ted Bundy, because he's wearing a nice suit. We have to learn that they're worse than we even think. And you look at Cloward and Piven and the plan to socialize things and then make us become collectivized, and you figure out it really is a plan, and that's why they're so aggressive. I mean, at a gut level, you've been inside there, you know what's going on. They know this is a plan to bankrupt America and basically get everybody on the welfare rolls.
Well, they can't not know. You'd have to not understand basic arithmetic. What their goal ultimately, and the Keynesian principle in economics, their goal is ultimately to make government debt the only viable debt, to take away the private sector for a way to develop capital for your business. Not
that's
to
right.
get overly wonkish, but that's exactly what they're trying to do.
No, that's it. They want a monopoly.
Right, but you can't have that, Alex. If you don't run debt, you can't issue bonds. If you can't issue bonds, then they have to get bonds from the private sector, IBM bonds, corporate bonds, stock, equities. They don't want that. They see the private sector as inherently exploitative, as destroying the environment. So what they do is they run up these massive debts, despite the economic apocalypse we're looking at, because they only hope that they crowd out the private market, and your only
wow.
avenue for investment is the government.
And then they blame the capitalism when this isn't capitalism. It's crony, insider capitalism with socialism. Well, I can tell you Secret Service guys get an education in economics, but you really need to get in Congress. Dan Bongino, we'll talk to you soon. When's the book coming out?
It's available for pre-order now on Amazon, Life Inside the Bubble. You grab it, you'll get it in a couple days.
But you're not allowed to talk about it until it actually comes out, though.
Yeah, I promise.
When does it officially come out?
November 19th is the official release.
Okay, good. And I think you're on that week. All right, Dan, thanks for the time, and it's always great talking to you.
You too, Alex. Take care, bud.
Wow, I like that guy. That's a real guy. I can tell you right now, my gut just says that's a good guy right there. Oh, I wish there were... Yeah, well, we'll see what he does in Congress. And then maybe Bongino for president. Anyways, the point is that look, when you know when the Republican establishment doesn't like him, that's a good sign right there. Look, if you care about your kids, you don't want to destroy the country. I mean, it really gets simple. And the reason the police and military are waking up is that they understand now that everybody can feel it, not just intellectually understand it, but feel it. We've got the devil looking over our shoulder. I mean, this is, you know, the willies. I mean, I think I'm getting chills right now. I think about how evil these people are and how creepy and how bad. And, you know, if I was in an alley and like two or three thugs were walking up on me, acting like they want to mug me. This has happened before. I grew up in Dallas. I'm the type of guy that just immediately says, what, you want to rob me? Let's do it. And then they usually back off. And I'm actually at that point hoping they do something. And it's not that I'm looking for a fight or anything. It's just that's the only time I can really turn into Ben Grimm is when I'm outnumbered. Then it's, man, I mean, it's like I don't enjoy hurting people, but I do enjoy it when they're bullies. Then it's like I want to kill them. And the issue here is it's a normal instinct of a man to not want to be pushed around and to want to stand up for justice and stand up for the individual. And when I was born, the Trilateral Commission had already existed for a year. And I was like 4 or 5 years old reading books about trying to read books about the Trilateral Commission, looking at the covers, you know, wanting to be able to read them. That's why I started reading so early, even though I wasn't good at math and other things, was because they didn't let me watch TV except for like PBS and Saturday morning cartoons. We didn't watch television except, you know, for that or maybe once a week Gunsmoke or something. And or my dad was out of town. My mom would let me stay up late. We watched John Wayne movies, but we didn't watch a lot of TV. We're talking 3 hours a week, not 6-7 hours a day. And she'd watch the news while making dinner, a little TV in the kitchen. I remember that. My dad bought a little color TV when I was like 2 or 3 and finally just broke last year. I'll get that thing fixed. The point is that still had it in the kitchen until about last year. It was like more like a radio than by then. It didn't even light up. You just turn it on, you know, UHF, VHF, she had it hooked up to cable. But I ought to get that TV fixed if they haven't thrown it out. It's like an heirloom, man. The point is that I don't know why I went off into that story. I wasn't telling stories about television. Oh, reading as a kid. So I would just look at the pictures in the books and read every book in the house. And they had all these books. And I remember so early looking at Between Two Ages by Zbigniew Brzezinski and wanting to read it. Then I read it when I was like 10, didn't understand it. Read it when I was like 16, kind of understood it. And I think that's why I, growing up in college and just high school and everywhere, saw everything because I'd already read all the globalist handbooks that most PhD, you know, economics professors don't. I'm not bragging, saying I'm some smart guy. It's that this stuff is there, it's real, and you try to warn people about it, they go, oh, you're a conspiracy theorist, which is a crutch for their ignorance.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia, and chlorine. Hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with the new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Curious about what comes next? Next is the feeling of vulnerability you get after you arrive home to discover your house has been ransacked by burglars. Fool the bad guys with a new improved fake TV. You asked for it, we listened, and we made our new fake TV three times brighter than our previous model. The brightness of our new fake TV is equivalent to a 40-inch TV. It simulates the color and motion of a real TV while you're away from home. And when burglars think someone is home watching television, they're likely to pass your house and move on to an easier target. The new, brighter fake TV is only $39.95 and includes free shipping. Go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Rallying patriots worldwide in defense of human liberty. It's Alex Jones.
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses.
All right, I said I'd take your phone calls on any subject. First-time callers, long-time callers, I don't care. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and we're going to go to your phone calls in about T-minus 2 minutes. Man, there is all this news I haven't even gotten to yet, but I'll be back this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m., with the Sunday transmission. It's always good. And that's a really good 2 hours, informative, because I have a day of semi-rest, if you can call it that. All I do is basically obsess over information and wish I was on air when I'm not on air, and then once I get on air, it's almost like psychologically exhausting to cover all this. The reason I was babbling about television sets and not being able to watch TV when I was a kid a lot was before I could read. When I was like 4 or 5 years old, I would look at the books and look at the pictures and wish I could read. And that's why I started reading real early. not even that good until I was about 7 or 8. And then I started reading things that I didn't understand when I was really young. Let me tell you, when I was like 14 reading Nietzsche, I didn't understand it. But I understand it now when I read it. I don't agree with a lot of it now. A lot of it is true. A lot of it's just basically repeated by other philosophers before him and plagiarized. Regardless, ladies and gentlemen, my point in getting into that whole babbling story, that haphazard story, was that those of us that have researched this know it's real and know it's on record and incredibly important and is governing our planet and taking us to a very, very bad place. And I think it's that book. I haven't read that book in over a decade. I think it's longer than I haven't read that since I was like 23 or something, Between Two Ages, America's Role in the Technotronic Era, and the Anglo-American Establishment. I have read that whole book because it's short by Quigley. I haven't read the entire 1,100-page of Tragedy and Hope. I've scanned through the bibliography, probably read 500, 600 pages of it. I don't know. But you read all this, and they're like, yes, we run the drugs and control organized crime. That way we control it and make sure it isn't out of control. Just like the scene in The Godfather where they're around the commission table. We're going to deal drugs, but we're going to control it. It's always like an excuse. These people are a joke. We're going to run the white slavery so we can control how many kids get kidnapped. We'll kill or arrest anybody else that tries to grab kids. I mean, it's just unbelievable. I didn't kill, 30% of the population in Cambodia, but I funded and allowed the communists to do it. That's basically a quote or a paraphrase quote of Brzezinski in one of his books. I mean, I went and bought his book that came out earlier this year, and I couldn't read it. I mean, I scanned through the bibliography, probably read 50 pages of it. And when I went to get it, there was some trendy professor type that didn't know who I was already getting one. I was like, oh, you're reading this. And I think it's like, what's Brzezinski's new book? The Five Things, the Five Most Important Things or whatever it is. And it's all written for the public, that like semi-trendies to think they know everything. But the number one deal is take down the alternative media, shut down freedom. He tells the elite, we're in trouble. It's like he said 3 years ago to the Council on Foreign Relations. And it's just so frustrating to then go on national shows and they go, you believe there's a CFR? I remember being on national TV, 96, 97, 98, where they would say Jones believes there's a trilateral commission and believes there's a CFR. If you're a talk radio listener, you remember major talk show host with their kook detector saying it didn't exist. Then it didn't have any power and wasn't important. There it is, Strategic Vision, America and the Crisis of Global Power. When I was first offered a big national syndicated job for 15, 20 times more than I was making at the time, they told me no more CFR, no more Federal Reserve, no more black helicopters, no more RAND Corporation, no more military trying to take the guns. You're going to be a mainline Republican. You're going to have producers. They're going to do it all for you. You reach right through the radio. You'll be the next Rush Limbaugh. Are you ready? And I was like, I can't even talk if I'm not telling the truth. I can't go on air and BS people for 5 seconds. I can't lie even when lying would help me. I had a cop. See, I can't help it. I had a cop pull me over about 5 years ago, and he goes, have you been drinking? And I went, yeah, I had a glass of red wine. Big deal. He's like, Alex, why are you saying that? This is all, just get out of here. Just get out of here. I mean, the point is that it's just, I'm not doing anything wrong. Leave me alone. I'm good. I'm a decent person. You're a decent person. You want justice. We need to be on the same side together against tyranny. We need to stick together. We need to support each other. We need to come together for liberty, folks. We don't want to do this to our kids, our nephews, our nieces, even if you don't have kids. Other people, you have goodwill for them. If you knew that a bridge was washed out, you just seen a car caught in it and pulled into the water. I've actually seen that happen before. You're driving back to see other cars coming. You tell them, hey, don't try to cross there. The fire department just fished some lady out. It's really bad. It's not some goody two-shoes thing. It's an instinct to want to help people. I've walked out of a restaurant before that was terrible, and I go, hey, don't go in there. Terrible service. Food tastes like crap. Now, the place has got good food. I'll tell people, hey, man, you got to try this place over here. It is awesome. But the trendies I meet, they go, don't tell people this is good. We don't want a crowd here. We want this for ourselves. It's amazing. I'll shut up and go to your calls. Well, I tell you, Julio is Johnny on the spot. He's reported off and on for InfoWars over the years. He's got his degree, or he's about to get his degree in journalism up in Chicago. He's broken a lot of big stories, and I met him up at Bilderberg 2 years ago covering it in Virginia. And Julio, I thought when I said anybody can call in, first-time callers, usually y'all can call in, I thought, I bet Julio's the first one out of the gate. And, man, he's Johnny on the spot. Julio from New York City, I guess, or maybe it's a different Julio. I was guessing it's a different Julio. I didn't look at I was wrong. I thought Julio would be the first caller, and it's not our reporter. I didn't look. It said New York. That's a self-fulfilling prophecy. So Julio from Chicago didn't get in. I don't know this Julio. Julio, go ahead.
No, I'm Julio from New York. Are you listening to me?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. And I want to thank you for waking me up. It's the first time I call. I finally get through. I've been listening to you for the last about 6 months. And I really, really woken up, and I researched everything you say, and it's totally true, and I'm freaked out.
Join the club, brother.
And I want to ask you something, because you never mentioned this. During my research, searching all the stuff that you told me and everything, I got into health and everything, the health ranges and stuff like that. What's your opinion about the myth of cholesterol? Because we've always been told that cholesterol is bad for you, you have to eat low fat, and now science is saying that, no, in reality, those studies were flawed.
No, your brain, the solid part of it for medical doctors, like 70% of your brain's water, as you know. But the part that isn't is like 90% cholesterol. Now it's an electrochemical computer, and I knew this from my uncle who was in a motorcycle accident. He stopped having almost all his seizures. The medication wouldn't do it. 20-something years ago, they said start eating a fish oil fat diet and coconut oil. They knew all that. I take coconut oil in the morning. I mean, it's a brain booster. It's amazing. And they knew all this. So what's bad is trans fats and burned fat and then all these artificial fats. But they tell you, don't get fat. Eat this artificial fat. The artificial margarine that you might as well put super glue in your arteries and veins. I mean, you might as well just shoot yourself in the heart with a shotgun eating that. So, see, everything they tell you to do is meant to kill you. Go ahead.
Yeah, so I totally agree. And all the sugar, you know, I'm trying not to eat GMOs, but it's so difficult not to. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. Really.
Sir, they want to put statins in the water now. And statins on record shut your liver off and basically make you start getting Alzheimer's and rot your eyeballs out. Major studies, statin drugs significantly increase risk of cataracts. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, it literally gets rid of the oil lubricant of your body. What you don't want is burned red meat. That is a death sentence, and God, do I love it. Oh, man, I tell you. But, but I mean, of all the natural stuff, you don't want burned red meat. But, I mean, you want fish oil, and you want fish, and you want chicken, and you want coconut oil, and you want other good vegetable oils, and you got to have it. I mean, I don't know how many old people I know that literally have Alzheimer's, which is really just brain scurvy, and they've got rot holes in their skin and everything. You put them on coconut oil, you put them on vitamins and minerals, they're suddenly back, and their doctor always says, take them off of that. Take them off! And then it's bye-bye, old person. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was listening to the show yesterday. I was on a call. I just couldn't get through. I wanted to ask the last guest about the alien theory because I was listening to you, and you always had Jen Mars on. And then I started searching and started listening to Jen Mars, and then I stopped listening to him because I got freaked out. Because I was like, well, this guy is saying 10 truths. But then he tells you one big lie.
Yeah, you know, I think Jim's a really reasonable, genuine guy. He has been, as a real reporter, a crime reporter and then all this, and a professor and everything, he's done a lot of research, and he knows, I mean, there are astronauts, you know, footage of them going, oh, there's a craft outside, and then the government won't say what it is. We don't know. I don't go there because it can't be proven one way or the other. I know about the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. But I can't get people to admit FEMA camps exist when it's public. So I don't know. I don't know. I mean, I think the Bible's got it right. You know, there's demons and bad guys, and there's angels. And there's a good guy that runs the angels. And I want to be with those guys. Because every culture says the fallen angels like to murder babies and stuff. And historically, this stuff goes, you know. So I don't know what's going on. But there's something to all the wives' tales, is my point. And I don't know. So God bless you. I know Jim Mars very well. I think he's a really good guy. And I don't think he's lying to people. I think he really genuinely believes that there is, a lot of stuff going on we don't know about, which undoubtedly there is, but I don't go there. I don't go there because, let me tell you, if I ever see a flying saucer and an alien, I'm going to tell you about it. I promise you. My uncle, before his motorcycle accident, was walking from one farmhouse to the other about 200 yards to get another set of dominoes and saw three, and this is like in the early 60s, he was like 12 years old, saw three craft, the color of mother of pearl, just like in the movies, green, blue, orange, rainbow, with no sound, come up from behind the trees about 500 yards away. She showed me many times. Every time we walk up there at night, he goes, you know what I saw over there? And he came running in and told people, I just saw something really weird. Who knows what it is? I don't know. People see this stuff. Every culture saw it. They've got Aztec carvings of the 747s with windows down the sides and perfect proportional engines on them that were in the Spanish Museum 400 years ago. I mean, I don't know what that is. Did they foresee the future? Did a time gate open up? I don't know. I mean, I don't cover aliens and stuff, and the media says I do. So I just don't go there. We got to move quick now. I said I'd give each caller a minute. Let's give that guy 5 minutes. Andrew in Massachusetts. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing, Alex?
Good, brother.
Just want to thank you for your work. Also, I thought it was funny. I've called in once before, and Julio was on right before me, so I thought that was kind of a coincidence.
Might have been another Julio.
Real quick. I write for IntelliHub.com, and I'm actually helping to organize a nationwide protest. It's going to take place tomorrow, and it's called the March Against the Mainstream Media. Have you heard anything about it?
You know, I follow routinely the Intel Hub's info. Some really good reports over there. We carry some of it, but I was unaware of that.
Yeah, so if your viewers want to get involved, they can go to mamsm.info, and they can find the event locations, basically. We're going to go in front of studio headquarters of all the mainstream media outlets, and we're going to protest and expose lies, the corruption.
I agree. I did that many times a long time ago. We would go protest local and national media. I got arrested protesting at Fox News with Geraldo Rivera. I just happened to be the guy that did a live broadcast outside, so we took advantage of it. Nothing against Geraldo. He's a listener of the show and, comes on and stuff. But that was, obviously before that. But I think it's a great idea to point out their state-run media. God bless you. I appreciate your call. We'll look into that and maybe post something on InfoWars about it. Rob in Oregon, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Alex Jones, hey, real pleasure to talk to you. I know you don't like thanks, but you need it and you deserve it. And, kind of embarrassed to say was one of those guys that football was kind of the biggest deal. And all my buddies, fantasy football rules their lives. It's pretty sad.
They ought to be like fantasy business development or fantasy manhood.
How about fantasy world? it's just amazing. But all these guys who wear jerseys around and just put these guys in the spotlight, they all have a goddamn, all have an Alex Jones jersey on. It's just amazing to me. But I had a question about a CCP in Oregon. I'm going to do it. I'm not a big gun guy, but I'm obviously listening to you. I'm well prepared now. Is there some sort of, is it a good idea to get on that list? Am I going to be a target if I'm on that list?
You halfway waive your rights or something that's already inherently there, but they leave you alone with a concealed carry. And at this point, I say let them all have you on a list. Be public about everything. If it makes them leave you alone more, and I have learned with police, they know you've all been checked out, background, everything. It tends to be like this person's not a criminal card, so it has some benefits. I mean, it's 6-1 way, half a dozen another. But I don't know the specifics on Oregon laws. I know they're mixed because I've looked at them before, but I don't remember the specifics. But you need to decide what you need to do. We got the laws changed so they don't harass you for having a handgun in your car anymore. Used to, you only have to carry a rifle around in Texas because they would try to put you in jail for that because the law was written in a ambiguous way, just like Florida, where they're trying to change the law again. So the answer is move for open carry without permit, because criminals are going to carry anyways, or for concealed carry without permit, while working within the laws of your system and not get snared in their program. Does that sound reasonable?
Sounds reasonable. One quick thing, a caller called in yesterday, and I'm not sure if I'm on the same page here, but I'm trying to sell this to people who think I'm out of my mind, and I don't know how you do it. You ought to offer counseling services, because I've never been more awake, and I don't know how you deal with what you know. But when I sell this to people, it'd be nice on the site, and I'd do this for you if I could, but to get like some sort of glossary, because it seems like an analogy would be, you see liberty maybe at the end of this tunnel, but there's so many landmines and grenades.
Yeah, that'd be a great video game where you've got to go through the last 5,000 years of tyranny and how governments try to control you, and then you get it to more advanced forms, and then you finally get to Land of Liberty, and you learn it's about you being an individual, being honorable with other honorable people, and everybody who's honorable going after people that aren't honorable in a HUMET, human intelligence network of liberty. That's what it's all about. Always reaching for more freedom, more humanity, more empowerment. Always battling tyranny. I mean, really, it's a process. And then the destination is the journey. Destination humanity. Destination honor. Destination good. Destination God.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
It's been a power-packed week of resistance against tyranny. The House has passed a bill to keep your insurance. Obama has vowed to veto it, while promising you that somewhere down the line, he'll let you not get your insurance canceled while millions every few days are getting canceled. are getting notice of cancellation. And he's like, I'll fix it. Just I mean, it's a classic con artist game. Like a carnival where it's a rigged game or almost impossible to win. They're like, oh, don't be a wimp. Just stay in the game. You're gonna make it. I told you before it happened to be like the Nigerian email scam. I just know how they work. It's that's what's so frustrating. Wow, just really amazing to see that. And meanwhile, the Democrats have turned on Obamacare, the Washington Times is reporting. By the way, Adan Salazar just showed me an article he has from the new Xbox that literally, I told you it sees through all your walls and scans and maps your whole house for the NSA on record. I mean, Microsoft is the NSA. They're even worse than Google. I love how Google tattles on themselves and goes, oh, the NSA spying's up 3 times. Our system shows. Oh, really? It's like Darth Vader reporting on Emperor Palpatine or something. Well, now, and I don't even, I mean, these are on mainstream news articles, but nobody's pointing it out. Yeah, don't show it. Don't, because it's about to show it. You can see a guy in the room with the Xbox, and you see his package, everything. It's worse than the naked body scanners. Because that's all those are, is they fire out basically high-powered radio waves, like sonar or radar, and then it bounces back, and then it gets a feed off of how they bounce back. And so it's a black-and-white image of everything. And so here's the big news, and we're going to break this. This is child porn. I guarantee you, that's why they've had to not scan people under 18 at a lot of the airports and at courthouses, as people started suing them, going, it's child porn, because they're saving the images. And, of course, they'll show, like, some blotchy image where they don't tune the machine right and go, oh, look, that doesn't see anything, and then lie to the public. And then that came out as well. The way to beat them on this, because it is child porn. By the way, these are group games where people can go on and dial in and do this, is what the hackers are showing in the article we're about to post. So now, by the way, they can look at your naked wife or you on the toilet or your son, your daughter. You're like, well, whatever. I mean, you know, they're not going to come in. You know, that's what the pervs want. Pervs come and look through windows. The perv government, you know, is setting all this up with a literal imperial probe droid you pay $500 for, or whatever it is, that you go buy at Walmart, scanning your house and tracking everything you do with audio. And that's what this is all about. I mean, and they've had top psychologists come out and say the TSA groping of children is pedophilia training. So we're going to have the headline out that new Xbox will empower and enable child pornography. The new Xbox will produce en masse child pornography. And people all the time will get in. People will let them into their Xbox. They'll go into that feature. And that's incredible. And again, that's the new attitude. It's a big deal. You know, the UN's come out. The big psychological association came out this week and said now pedophilia is okay. Did you see? I think I didn't cover that. That was out Monday. I think it's the American Psychological Association. I don't want to get it wrong. There's like 3 of those groups. But the big one came out. And then in the official medical book, they said, no, pedophilia is good. There's nothing wrong with it. And when you get down to it, these people are sick. Of course it's wrong. Of course it's evil. You deserve to be executed. They're not going to stop. The UN accepts NAMBLA and says they should be allowed. And your child at age 5 should be able to give consent for some pot-bellied, degenerate, toothless person with a huge mustache to pick your kid up at the bus stop and then take him on. You know what they do. Ladies and gentlemen, these degenerates want you so brain damaged from all the halogens in the water you can't fight back. What I do is Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Incredible. We have it in stock. The proprietary only brand. InfoWarsLife.com. Survival Shield from InfoWarsLife.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
My friends, Alex Jones here to tell you about some of the most important information concerning you and your family's health. Radiation levels have more than doubled in the last 60 years in the Northern Hemisphere from all of the nuclear testing and radiological accidents. Radioactive contamination is now in most of the food supply. There's only 2 ways to avoid this. Move south of the equator or properly protect your thyroid with Nascent Iodine. Looking to protect my family, I've done deep research. Nascent Iodine is the purest, cleanest, absolute best form of iodine. iodine to protect yourself and your family. It's made right here in the USA, completely non-GMO. I searched out the best quality and now have developed a double-strength form of Nascent Iodine, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com. Nascent Iodine is on record as one of the only safe ways to detox from fluoride poisoning. Survival Shield Nascent Iodine. Secure your super high-quality Nascent Iodine today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.